Two coasts, two different decisions on the minimum wage. Washington, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray has vetoed a living wage bill that would have raised wages for some retail employees to $12.50 an hour. Over in California, however, legislators passed a bill to raise the minimum wage to $10 by 2016. Governor Jerry Brown said he'll sign it, giving California the highest minimum wage in the country. The state's unemployment rate is 8.6%, a full percentage point above the national rate, so will the wage increase have an effect, positive or negative, on the Californian economy? With us is Scott Detrow, Sacramento Bureau Chief for Here and Now contributor network station KQED. So, Scott, lay out the context for us. California already has one of the highest minimum wages in the country.
That's right. California already has one of the highest minimum wages in the country at $8 an hour. Over the next couple of years, this would raise that to $10. Next July, it would go up to $9, and in the beginning 2016, it would go to $10 an hour. That's higher than any other state has it right now. Washington State currently is in the lead at $9.19.
Okay. So is this the right time, though? I mean, what have people been saying in Sacramento? Because the California economy has been in the doldrums for some time.
Well, the supporters of this measure kind of flip that on its head and say, look, a lot of people lost their jobs during the recession. They took jobs that paid less, that had less hours than they were used to, and this is really going to help out the people who are making minimum wage right now. And, of course, the other side of that argument from the business community is that the businesses who would be paying this money out, who would have to spend more on payroll than before, have been very slowly recovering, and if they're doing well, they're doing well by a very small margin, and this is going to set them back.
But on the flip side, I imagine that business owners and business lobby would say that, and they have said, that increasing the minimum wage is a job killer, but and that is a concern in California, whose unemployment numbers haven't been great either.
That's right. California has an 8.7% unemployment rate. That's higher than the national average. And California's wealth is really distributed in a way that while the big cities on the coast tend to be doing well, the inland parts of the state, that kind of middle valleys, had a really tough time recovering from this recession. So there are certainly a lot of people making minimum wage in that part of the state who are looking forward to this. But at the same time, there are a lot of businesses that have had a hard time getting through the last few years.
Mm. Now, we've got some tape here that you've given us from Ken DeVore of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, basically talking about what he thinks the impact would be on low-wage workers in California.
Yeah, some of the employees are going to end up with more money in their pockets, but I believe there will be fewer of those employees now, or people working fewer hours.
So persistent underemployment, or even making the underemployment problem maybe worse there. But you mentioned the state of Washington, which until California passed this measure, had the highest minimum wage in the country. Did Californians look up north and say, hey, well, you know, what's happened to Washington?
Yeah, actually, both of California's northern neighbors have higher minimum wages. Oregon and Washington are both above California right now, around $9 an hour. And both of them have a better economy right now. Washington State's unemployment rate is a full 2 points lower than California's. So the supporters of this measure were saying, look, the idea that increasing the minimum wage is going to suddenly tank the economy is not true. Just look up north to us. But the main argument from the business community is not only an increase in the minimum wage that's concerning them, it's the rapid increase, a 25% hike over a two-year window. And this bill was actually amended over the course of the process here to speed up and increase that hike in the wage from where it was before.
Scott Detrow is Sacramento Bureau Chief for KQED, a Here and Now contributor network station. Scott, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.